What's up, pro silly listeners? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and interesting ass shit that I find online. Hosted by me, the chick who doesn't really like black olives, but oddly enjoys green ones. It's a weird thing about me. I don't know. It's like, I don't like black olives on my pizza or in a salad or anyplace else for that matter. But at the same time, I will fuck up some stuffed green olives because I'm a classy bitch. What can I say? Blue cheese, onions, feta, garlic, whatever. Stuff it in a green olive. I might just try it. Okay? I'm an oddball. By the way, I apologize ahead of time for my neighbor's goddamn dog. He barks all the fucking time. I literally sat here for about 30 minutes to an hour before I recorded because it would not shut up. So I apologize ahead of time for that loud ass dog that you might hear in the background. I love animals. I do. But fuck! You know? Okay. Sorry. Don't worry, we will get to the meat of this episode soon. You know, I want to talk about shit first, you know? So you can be rude as fuck and skip ahead if you want to, but I'll know. And I will cry myself to sleep after tonight. Yeah, I'll cry myself to sleep later. I will. Oh, yeah, this past Sunday, I posted another fun YouTube video on the Professionally Silly channel. And I showed you guys how to make a bonfire on the beach cocktail. So if you like whiskey and rum, you'll enjoy that drink. I promise you. I promise you that. So then my neighbor in that video knocked on my door and bought me the tastiest, fluffiest, delicious, oh my God, chocolate cupcakes I had ever had in my life. So it was a fun video. Go check out my cupcakes and cocktails video. Also, before I get started, I want to say thank you to my first ever listener support through the Anchor app, Stony M. I'm not going to say her whole name because I don't know if she wants me to do that or not. But she decided to help support this podcast by signing up to support my silly ass, to be honest with you, and the silly content by making a monthly donation through the Anchor app. Now, the app that I use to record my podcast. So she's literally the first person ever to sign up for the listener support for my podcast, and I've had it for over a year now. I was floored when I got that email. I was floored as fuck. I really was. So shout out to you, Stony. Thank you so much for doing that. And towards the end of the episode, I'll explain to you how you can donate to the Professionally Silly content if that's something that you would be interested in doing towards the end of the episode. What else is going on in my life? Oh my God. Okay, so I spent about an hour and a half on the phone on FaceTime with my mom trying to show her how to order glasses off of Zini Optical. And Zini Optical is like this website where you can buy really nice frames for like affordable ass prices, because not many people know this, but only one company makes glasses and then they sell them to people who slap their brand names on it and their little logos. And then it becomes like $200, $400, $500, sometimes $600 glasses, depending on what you're trying to get. It's expensive as shit. With Zini Optical, you can find glasses as low as $6.95. Now, this is not a sponsored ad. They have no idea that I'm doing this. I just fuck with Zini because I've been using them since like 2015. And I've saved a lot of money on glasses because like people who wear glasses, we want to look cute. We want to be able to switch shit out, you know what I'm saying, for our outfits and shit. But we can't afford that because glasses are expensive. But with the Zini Optical, you can. It's fire. So anyways, I'll show my mom how to do that, showing her how to sign up for the website and, you know, plug in her prescription and all that information. It took a long ass time. But we finally got it done. And she ordered her first pair of glasses. And I'm happy for her. Good for her. My mom is in her 70s and she ordered her first pair of glasses online. The internet is a beautiful fucking place. We're not even going to go ahead and talk about the debate between Harris and Pence just last night. All I will say is that it was definitely more of a debate than it was when Trump and Biden went at it. You know what I mean? I got to say, I think Harris did a good job, you know, trying to actually answer the questions that the moderator was asking, plus found a way to, you know, to discuss other things that were important to her and to Biden as well. So I give her that. Mike Pence, the only thing I can remember the most about the things that he said was that he had pink eye and there was a fly that would just not leave his spray painted white hair. God damn it. They should have changed the lighting on that because that was fucking ridiculous. It was like looking at a whiteboard. I just wanted to write on that. Anywho, let's go. Oh my God. I know you guys are trying to me. Last week, we talked about road rage. Okay. We took a small dive into a few crazy road rage stories. I even shared one of my own. Okay. Look, I did what I had to. Okay. Don't disrespect my mom and you'll be okay. Anyways, take a listen to that episode if you want to hear it. And if you want to hear about the other road rage stories, including my own road rage story, because I went in. Oh, and there will definitely be a part two of that episode someday. So if you've got your own road rage stories that you want to share, don't forget to email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or send them to me on Twitter at itsprosilly. And either way, it's fine. By the way, Ginger, I got your tweet and I'll make sure to include it in the part two, boo. I'll make sure I do that. If you guys haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you check it out because it was insane. This week we are going to talk about, excuse me, something random as fuck. Okay, but it's also interesting. We're going to talk about weird, unusual, bizarre ass ways that people died. I know. I found some good ones though. Well, if there's such a good thing as a good death, I'll make it as funny as I can. All right. I won't lie though. I have definitely been afraid of dying in weird ways. Okay. Because I grew up during the Final Destination era. Those movies. Oh my God. In those movies, people died doing the most everyday shit in the most dramatic way possible. And then there was that show, 1,000 Ways to Die. I was careful as fuck. Like, this is, I don't tan. I don't take escalators. I don't work out in gyms at old high schools. Like, I'm really careful. Okay. So this episode, it's going to be fun, but in a creepy way. And I'm hoping that my neighbor's dog will allow us to enjoy it without its incessant barking. But so far that has not been the case. So there's that. But first, I would love it if you guys would give me a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or any podcast platform that you're listening on. If it allows you to review, please do that for me. Because, you know, the more good reviews I receive, the better chance I have of reaching new listeners. And that will put the Professionally Silly podcast in an algorithm that will suggest my podcast to more listeners. So it's, you know, kind of like pressing the thumbs up button for a YouTube video. Also, don't do this just for my podcast or for my YouTube channels. I want you to show support to every content creator that you enjoy because we do a lot of work to bring you free content. So show your support to your favorite podcasters, YouTubers, content creators. And the best part is it's completely free to do that. It just takes a couple of minutes of your time. You know what I mean? And I'll be honest, as a content creator all around the board, there is nothing I love more than feeling appreciated and I love that. Like, my content is golden. I may be a little biased, but we just like to hear that. And if you haven't already, take a listen to my older episodes to share your thoughts on them, you know, on the podcast Twitter or Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. And the Instagram page will have photos and or videos pertaining to these episodes. So make sure you guys take a look as you listen along. Okay, I guess that's that. Let's go ahead and talk about death, shall we? I'm also going to walk towards the window and open the door and see. I want to be a complete asshole here. And hopefully when we get to this next podcast episode, the next part of this episode, the dog would have stopped for at least a few moments so that we can go ahead and do this without that background sound. I do apologize to everybody that is listening to this right now. It's not my dog. It just sounds like it because there's a alleyway in between our apartment building. So it just kind of amplifies the sound. So if that's what you're hearing, once again, I do apologize. I'll see you guys in just a moment. Okay, it's been about an hour. It's been quiet for the last 2 minutes. So I figure I better go ahead and do this. What you guys didn't hear was after I went ahead and literally on purpose opened the window so I could say the very last bit that you heard before the sensor beep, that sound. And I wanted them to hear what I was saying so they could get how fucking annoying it is, you know, but it wouldn't stop. You know what I mean? So I literally just threw my hands up and I screamed at the top of my lungs, "Okay, you win. You and your dogs, you own the rights to all the noise in this neighborhood." And then I slammed the door to my apartment, angrily and aggressively walked down the street to there's a Mexican restaurant that's nearby. And I downed a Modelo like my life depended on it. Okay, I'm so fucking tired of these loud-ass neighbors. Oh, jeez. I'm definitely going to be doing another annoying neighbor story soon. So why don't we just go ahead and get to the meat and we'll talk about some death, shall we? Yes. So I know it can be a little uncomfortable to discuss death, but at the same time, sometimes people eat it in odd ways. And today we're going to take a look at a few of these unexpected deaths. I had to take a little sip. Okay. First up, we got my guy, Bobby Leach. In 1926, he was an American stunt performer, like a stuntman, and he was also considered to be the second person to go over the Niagara Falls in a barrel. Yeah, you know that big-ass waterfall? Ever heard of it? Yeah, well, he went over that in a barrel. Now, he was able to do this July 25th, 1911. He spent about 6 months in the hospital recovering from his injuries that he got from the fall, because homeboy had a fractured jaw and two broken kneecaps. So he didn't come out of this unscathed, okay? I have no idea how those are the only injuries that he received, but he was lucky as fuck, what can I say? He wasn't even the first person to complete that start. Like I said, he was the second person to do this, okay? The very first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel was a woman. Mm-hmm. Her name was Annie Taylor, and she went over the edge of Niagara Falls in a barrel on October 24th, 1901, 10 years before Bobby. So, girl power, bitches, titty pride. Damn right. Now, in 1926, the stunt man, Bobby, he was on tour in New Zealand, and I guess doing a bunch of stunts to show off to people or whatnot. And that's when he hurt his leg, by slipping on an orange peel. He legit slipped on an orange peel. And I guess he decided to have it amputated and his leg became infected, gangrenous even. And he died at about two months later. Now, I'll be honest with you. When I read that one, I was surprised as fuck, because it reminds me of all the cartoons that we see when someone slips on a banana peel, you know? And I always kind of wondered if that was possible. Yeah, it was an orange peel, though. I don't know. I guess it is possible, because that's how he ate it. So, all right. Fruit is dangerous. Okay, so this next one is kind of messed up. For all my men out there, and maybe women, I don't judge, if you've got yourself a super long beard, you might want to listen up, okay? Because hearing about this particular death could probably save your life. As I say many times in the Professionally Silly podcast episodes that I do, I'm here to save lives. That's why this podcast was created. So we got a guy named Hans Steiniger, and I'm probably saying his name wrong, and he was the mayor of a city that I know I can't pronounce, but I'll give it a shot. Braunau am Inn, I don't know, which is in Austria. I'm just going to call it B-A-I, excuse me, because those are the initials. All right, anyways, he's the mayor of B-A-I, which is in Austria. And fun fact, if I'm not mistaken, Austria was also the birthplace of where Adolf Hitler was born. So there's a fun little gem there. Take that and put it in your back pocket for a trivia question. Anywho, this dude was the mayor back in 1567, and he had a super long beard, like facial hair, okay? We're talking about 4.5 feet long, and even had a fork tipped in, okay? The end of it was like a fork tip. Now, it was the size of a child when you think about it, his beard. He was well known for it too. Like if you saw this guy walking down the street, you knew Hans was in town because he was the guy with the long beard, which I have to say is probably a lot better than being the guy who smells like BO. You know, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think it would be better to be known to be the guy with the long beard. Anyways, normally Hans would gently roll up his beard and tuck it into his pocket so that no one would trip over it, you know. And I can imagine being a guy and sitting on your nuts, that being uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? But what if you had a long ass beard and you stepped on that shit? I mean, could you pull some hair out? Like some hair like straight out your face? Would that include blood? There are a lot of many unknowns in this situation. So I don't know. Tuck your beards. Okay. I'm here to save lives. So anyways, on September, on September 28th, 1567, there was a fire in the middle of the town. And of course, everybody was panicking and freaking the fuck out. And Hans was amongst them. He was freaking out as well, you know, which makes sense. Your town's on fire. And while he was running to get away, his beard came out of his pocket somehow, I guess in all the ruckus, if you will. And he was headed toward the top of the stairs to get outside. Most likely in the panic, he did not roll it back up and put it back into his pocket. Now, on the way down the stairs, he stepped on his beard, tripped, and fell down the stairs, breaking his neck. See? Now, I told you, if you had a beard, you might want to listen up, okay? But get this. Before he was buried, oh, by the way, his broken neck killed him, in case there were a few of you out there who were a little confused. So before they buried him, the citizens of the town cut off his beard and put it into this super long glass case at the historical museum of the town. And they even found a way to chemically preserve it so that it doesn't ever decay or whatever hair does when someone dies. I don't know. But I guess it was their way of trying to make sure that the years that the dude spent growing his beard wasn't in vain. It wasn't just a waste of time, you know? I that's my assumption there. But from what I understand, you can still see the beard today. It's been there for over 400 years. So if you want to go see a super long, old beard, check out the Historical Museum in Braunau am Inn, Austria. I know I said that incorrectly, so Google it. I don't want to tell you. Let's do the next one. Why don't we go ahead and jump into a time machine and head to this century, shall we? We got a man by the name of Philip Quinn in 2004 from Kent, Washington. When he was 24 years old, he decided to heat up a lava lamp on the stove in his trailer, which, you know, obviously sounds like a super smart thing to do. And wouldn't you believe it? It exploded and the shrapnel that he created flew into his body. Mm-hmm. A piece of it even flew directly into his heart, and that killed him. So I gotta be honest with you guys, I cannot think of a good reason to heat a lava lamp on the stove, which is one of the reasons that I'm thinking maybe Buddy was high or drunk, or maybe he did it on a dare. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I have no fucking clue, okay? Now, if he was from Florida, I would assume maybe it was a meth thing. Okay, that was a Florida dig. Yeah, I know I like to make fun of Florida every now and then. All right, you know what? Let's go on to the next one after this short break, because that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I need to take a break to understand why. You know what I mean? All right, we'll be right back. Or I will be right back. I have no idea why I keep pretending like I'm not the only one here.
Hey gamer, my trusted companion, confidant, slash spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
If you haven't checked out the OD Podcast, go ahead and check that out because it is dope. It is a place where absolutely nothing is off the table, and you will most likely leave that table overdosed with knowledge and perspective. And not to mention some laughter, too, because that motherfucker's hilarious. So make sure y'all go ahead and check out DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. Wesley Roberts. Buddy is funny as shit. Okay, so let's go ahead and get back talking about these weird-ass ways to die. We got a guy named David Grudman, and he was taken out by a cactus. A cactus killed him. Yeah, he and his friend were just out shooting, you know, shooting their guns, shooting cacti, which is plural for cactus, for those who are confused. Okay, now picture this. It's 1982. You and your buddy are out in the desert. The sun's up. You're secluded. No one else is around you. And you're shooting your guns at a bunch of cacti. When all of a sudden, a 26-foot tall cactus was shot and it falls on top of you, killing you. Yeah, well, David doesn't have to imagine because that's exactly what the fuck happened to him. Mm-hmm. I can just hear every vegan applauding right now. I'm kidding. That makes no sense. But nature did fight back, and it won. It won. Now, I guess another professionally silly rule should be, you know, don't take a gun to a cacti fight. I don't know. Shit, how does this work? You know, you know what would be fun? You guys should tweet me your favorite professionally silly life rules that you've heard here. You know, tweet it to me at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. Pretty Ricky, make sure you tweet it to me and don't DM it to me so other people can be involved in the awesome that is you. I'm just fucking with you. He's one of my dope listeners, and he'll always DM me the answers to the shit that I ask on the podcast instead of just tweeting it to me. Like, ain't no secrets in the Smile Squad, Ricky, shut your mouth. All right, now, now that I've ensured that I've lost at least one listener, let's go on to the next death, shall we? I need to work on my evil laugh. So, in this next one, it's a little weird because everyone involved in this one dies. Okay, they all die. I'm just trigger warning here. It's so insane. Like, it's like the domino effect staring at the face of death. I don't know any other way to describe this. Also, this one does involve a dog. And if you're anything like me, you tend to be more upset when the animal dies in a movie than when people do. You know? So, I feel you on this. I do, okay? But what follows is crazy as hell. I'm just warning you. God. Marley and Me. No, man, don't get me started on that shit, man. That was my pup. Like, did nobody tell me? Somebody should have told me what was going to happen before I went to see it. He just wanted to be a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Whew. Okay, let's talk about this. I like it. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, shit. A person died? That's sad. Wait, no. They shot the dog, too? Oh, that's fucked up. That's usually how we are. You know, all right, let's go ahead and get into this one. So in 1988, in Caballito, I don't know how to say this, Buenos Aires, I don't know, dude, I'm trying to sound smart. over there in that place that I can't say correctly, a poodle fell from 13 floors down, landing on a 75-year-old woman named Martha Espina. But it doesn't stop there, okay? This is, oh, and by the way, the dog's name was Kashi. I don't know if I said the dog's name correctly either. I just say things incorrectly here. Just get used to that. That's what the podcast is all about. Me being incorrect about pretty much everything I say. But you guys will never guess what happened here. After the poodle fell into the elderly woman, killing them both instantly, the woman and the dog, there was another woman, 46-year-old Edith Sola, who went to see what happened. She was like, oh shit, what happened? I heard the commotion. On the way there, yeah, she got hit by a bus. On the way to see what happened. The irony. And we're still not done. There was a man at the same exact moment. And I couldn't find his name. But when I was researching this, I found out that there was a guy who witnessed the dog and the two women, you know, die. And he died from witnessing Edith's death, because he had a heart attack from the shock and died on the way to the hospital. Edith was a woman who got hit by a bus. When he saw that shit, he was like, oh, and then he just had a heart attack and he couldn't handle that shit. Like, what are the fucking odds? A dog, two women, and a man all die within moments of each other. You can't help but wonder, like, how the dog fell from the 13 floors, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did that? I certainly hope no one threw the dog out the window. Like, dogs aren't stupid. You know, they know when they're up too high. You know, they tend to not hurt. They tend to not, like, hang out near edges of things. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I have friends whose dogs are terrified to walk down the fucking stairs, you know? Oh, that poor poodle. Look, I'm aware that three people lost their lives in this story as well, but it sounded like they were all elderly and lived full lives. It sounded like, you know, what they say, 46, 75... You know, that dog, they didn't even tell you how old the dog was. See, the society that we live in, all I know is that dog was clearly murdered. And no one has done a damn thing about it. That's just how I feel. Whew, okay, so this one is just plain weird. And it just makes no sense. And a total mistake, but an extremely stupid mistake is what we're about to discuss. Okay, we have a lawyer by the name of Clement, I think it's Vallandigham. Wait, hold on, Vallandigham, we're going to go with that. And he was a member of the United States the United States House of Representatives in Ohio for years in the 1800s. And he was very well known. He was a lawyer. He was anti-war. And he described the Republican Party as belligerent. He wasn't wrong, you know. I'm just kidding. Ish. Okay, so in 1871, Clement was trying to prove that one of his clients was innocent. Now, his client's name was Thomas McGahane. I don't know, dude. These names are crazy. Anyway, Thomas. He was trying to prove that he was innocent of murder charges in Lebanon, Ohio. Now, he was accused of killing a man in a bar fight, Thomas was. And I've seen my share of bar fights, you know, in my life. When I used to be a bartender, I've seen a lot of them just break out. And some of them would get out of control. I've seen them as a patron, too. They can get kind of wild. Anyways, he tried to prove that the victim accidentally shot himself, drawing his gun from his pocket while raising it from a kneeling position, thus proving his client innocent. However, things did not go as planned when he attempted to demonstrate exactly how it happened. Now, in court, he attempted to pull out a gun from his pocket, but unfortunately, the gun got caught on his clothing and accidentally went off. Yeah, he shot himself in the stomach. Now, he clearly forgot to check if the gun was loaded, you know, clearly. Now, he was taken to the hospital, and the surgeons, they did everything that they could, you know, to save him, but there's not much they can do, and he died. But on the bright side, he did prove that his client was innocent, and Thomas, his client, was acquitted and released from custody. So although he was shot to death 4 years later in that same bar, Thomas was. He actually was shot to death 4 years later in the same bar. It's just kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? He ended up getting his client off with a great demonstration. It just went a little too well. Damn. You know, sometimes it's just not worth all of that. I don't know. So do you guys remember when I was talking about that show, 1,000 Ways to Die? Well, one of the episodes I never forgot on that show, and it was about the dude who died from laughing too much. Legit. Now, apparently some guy told him a joke that was funny as fuck, and he laughed for about 36 hours straight. And he eventually died because his heart could not take the strain anymore. Now, I don't know. Maybe laughter might not be the best medicine, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's better than Kenneth Pyon, Pinion, and he died from having anal sex with a stallion, a male horse. Now, this was in 2005, okay? Jesus Christ, who else squeezed their ass closed when they heard me say that? Like, oh, that is just cringeworthy as hell. That's why I had to sneak it in there. And I almost didn't even put that one in. But if I had to suffer doing the research of that and reading that, then you're going to suffer too. That's just how I feel about that. Don't get mad at me. Listen. If you thought it was funny, you could always laugh yourself to death. Okay, guys, so I got one more for you, and this one is a doozy, okay? We have one guy that was in Houston, Texas, a surgical resident, Hitoshi Nakayato, I think I said his name right, Nakayato, and he accidentally got his head trapped between elevator doors at the hospital that he worked at, Christus St. Joseph Hospital, one morning, and he was stepping onto the elevator on the second floor, and the doors suddenly closed and his shoulders were somehow kind of trapped. And the elevator car began to move upward and his head was decapitated from his body. Now, what makes matters worse is that there was someone else in the elevator who witnessed the entire tragic event. It was another hospital employee, and she was trapped in that elevator for about 20 minutes with Hitoshi's head still inside. Holy shit. Can you even imagine how difficult and terrifying that must have been to be trapped inside a small space with someone else's head and it's not attached to their body? That's a lot. Now, as I read on at the time, it says that she was treated for shock and probably got herself a therapist after that. And this would be a great spot for me to mention Talkspace if they were a sponsor of the show. Maybe one day. Well, where is it? Let me give you, I guess, an interesting fact about elevators and escalators since we're kind of talking about this. But elevators and escalators kill about 30 people each year and injure about 17,000 people in the United States. Now, this is according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Consumer Product Safety Commission. That's a lot of words and letters and whatnot. Now, I mentioned the Final Destination series earlier, and I remember a scene in the movie where someone died on an escalator. They got, like, sucked into it, and then their body was, like, crushed by the gears and shit under it. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I do remember being, like, super careful around escalators after seeing that shit. Luckily for me, I also don't need to tan, so I'll never have to die in a tanning bed like that one chick in the movie either. So things are looking up for me. Things are looking up.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Conversations with Gory Summers, where I discuss mental health surrounding different aspects of life, such as parenthood, love, sex, childhood, goals, and so on. Come and join your girl and share some experiences to give a slice of life. Let's share, laugh, and most of all, express yourself. Hope to see you there.
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Ever wonder what terrible thing happened on this day in true crime history? My name is Karina Bemisterfer, writer and host of Morning Cup of Murder, your daily true crime podcast that dives into what murder took place on today's date in history. With over 500 episodes about serial killers, murderers, cults, and cold cases, there is always something new for you to enjoy. Morning Cup of Murder is the perfect addition to your morning routine. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, start your day with a Morning Cup of Murder. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you listen, and come say hi on social media at Morning Cup of Murder. Oh, and remember, stay safe.
I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves this week as much as I didn't. I mean, we talked about death, and I had to do all the research, so I read a lot more than I shared with you, okay? And I also hope you enjoyed my really ridiculous episode when I was going off about that fucking dog. I'm surprised he's not going off now. I think he finally heard me scream, and it's been quiet ever since I went the fuck off, so I guess we're good. Nothing like discussing death together. Anyway, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's roll your beard. You know, roll it tight in emergencies. Make sure, you know, be careful with your facial hair. Also, you'll never be able to actually find a lava lamp to purchase. But if you do happen to find a lava lamp, please don't heat them up on the stove. I feel like I shouldn't have to say that. But professionally silly life rules, people. I am here to save lives. Shout out to Wikipedia, firehouse.com, theoccultmuseum.com, allthingsinteresting.com as well. They helped me find some death to discuss for this episode. God bless the internet. I appreciate you. Appreciate you, motherfucker. Please email any crazy stories that you may have to It's Professionally Silly, everything is spelled correctly, at gmail.com. If you have any stories that you want to share in this podcast, maybe they can be secrets, confessions, ghost stories, hometown murder stories, embarrassing stories, you know, just anything you want at all, just go ahead and send it to me at that email, itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And make sure you let me know in the email if you want it to be anonymous or not. Because I cover so many things on this podcast, you just never know. I might just be like, yo, so a listener just wrote in, they murdered their entire family. Let's talk about it. Hopefully that's not what's going to happen. That was a horrible example. Don't know why I went that dark. Let's move forward. Shout out to my loyal returning listeners. I'm sure I lost a few after I just said that. But those who still come back, thank you so much. You guys keep me going with this podcast. And knowing that there are people waiting every week for a new episode makes me feel all warm and gooey inside. It does, like a freshly baked chocolate chip cookie. That sounds good right now, actually. Okay, I can't wait to earn more listeners. It's gonna be fun. The more listeners we get, the more fun it'll be. Let's just, you know, the Twitter page will get more interesting, and the Instagram page, and it'll all of us be just talking to each other. Talking about all the random, just insane shit that I put inside your ears. You're welcome, by the way. Speaking of which, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and written review on Apple Podcasts. Help me get a little bit closer to my goal, as well as any other podcast platform that you may be listening to this podcast on. You know, if you can leave a review, please do that. I would love it, love it, love it. Oh, and guess what? Speaking of reviews, I do have a new podcast review. Super stoked about it. And now it's short and sweet. I love it. And it's coming from Brian B. Flyin. I love that name. Brian B. Flyin. The title is Silly and Informative. You know, I can't disagree. He's correct. And it says, Amber is an amazing podcaster. End of review. And he's not wrong. It doesn't take much. And I appreciate that, Brian B. Flyin. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave a review. If anyone else does, I really do post every review that I've ever received on all of my podcast episodes. I share them with you. Every time I get a new one, it goes up when I see it, you know. Now I've got another PSC I want to share with you guys. We got a podcast shout out corner. I got a new podcast that I want to shout out. It's called Morning Cup of Murder. So if you've ever wondered what murder took place on today's date and in true crime history, then this is the perfect true crime podcast for you. Legit. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee as you enjoy your daily dose of true crime goodness. Karina, the host of the show, she shares stories about murder, abduction, serial killers, crimes of passion, cults, and so much more. And she also tends to do it in less than 10 minutes per episode. I don't know how the fuck she does that, but she does. And it's amazing. So tomorrow morning, make yourself a cup of coffee with a side of crime. I wrote that one. Hope she likes that. Sweet. In other news, guys, I've got a P.O. box as well. So you can snail mail me. We can do it old school. P.O. box 29892. Los Angeles, California, 90029. Feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard through the Anchor app, or you can call/text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured in my podcast as well. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Oh, speaking of my Google Voice number, I did receive a text message recently. Is coming from Dimples. She's sending us something from Amazon. It is not here yet. It said it'd be between the 3rd and the 6th, but everything's delayed these days. So once it gets here, I'll let you guys know what that is, and there will most likely be an unboxing of whatever that is on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So you might want to go ahead and check that out. Also, I almost forgot. So Instagram, Twitter, they're both called It's Professionally Silly. Pictures for this episode it's Pro Silly. Pictures will be up on the IG. So make sure you go ahead and take a look at that. Once again, the Twitter and Instagram page are called It's Pro Silly. ItsProSilly. And I guess I did mention I would share how to do the listener support if you were interested in that. If you are digging the Professionally Silly podcast, and you can now show support of all my silly content by making monthly donations. And this will be very helpful in making the Professionally Silly podcast and also Professionally Silly YouTube channel be better. Help it move forward. Help it keep going. Make things awesome. So now you can make monthly contributions if you would like to. You can contribute as low as $9.99 a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app, okay? And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. You can PayPal me at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. That's my PayPal thing. So let's keep the silly going. Once again, shout out to Stony M for her monthly donation. I don't even know. I'm just so appreciative. So thank you again, Boo. I appreciate you. I do. Thank you. My first listener supporter. Yay! Also, check out the show notes for some fun bonus information, like my social media. Got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, two YouTube channels. And one is called Professionally Silly, and the other one is called Paranormal Blacktivity. I'm pretty sure you can guess what I do there. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.